Okay, this is part of Zion Hilva Shechinim. Continuing halachas have to do with good neighborly behavior. Halacha Aleph. Let's say someone has a pre-existing window in their wall, and then let's say his neighbor comes along and tries to build a courtyard next to it. And so the owner of the chatzar can't tell the owner of the window. You got to close your windows. You don't look into my chatzar. Because the guy basically who has the window that was there first. Let's say the other guy wants to build his wall next to the window. In order to remove any possibility of him being, to retain his privacy. He has to make the wall at least 4 amos away from the window. So there's no shadow that goes upon the guy who owns the window. He needs to have a good view. Let's say the window is low on the wall. So you can force the owner of the chatzah to build a wall that's 4 amos away from the window, and to make it at least 4 amos high. So that he won't look at him from the window. Let's say the window is high up on the wall. And his friend comes along and builds a wall next to the window below it. So if from the top of the wall that he built until the window is a height of 4 amos or more, and Yachal Amano, he can force him, prevent him, even if he didn't create any space between him and the wall, between the window and the wall, because the wall is not casting any shadow, and there's no invasion of privacy. But let's say there is less than 4 amos between the top of the wall and the window, so you can force him to make the wall shorter, so the guy can stand on top of the wall, v'yashkif in the column, and therefore what it called look through the window, or yagvei kosa al column arba amos, or to build his wall arba amos from the window, v'yakosa rakam in the column arba amos, k'eshul yapil v'yafzit zvira. And so again, so the owner of the chacha can go in, can't look at him, nor can there be whether shade affected. L'chadana bana kosa echa v'tzad ha'chalon. Let's say the owner of a chacha builds one wall next to the window, tzarech v'harchi bin ha'chalon tefach. He's got to build the wall at least a tefach away from the window. And the wall must be at least 4 amos higher than the window. Or he makes the wall narrow on the top of it. This way he can't sit on top of the wall and look into the window. Let's say a person builds two walls, one on either side of the window. So there has to be at least 4 amos between them. And the window must be in the middle of these 4 amos. So the owner of the chatzar can't put schach over them, unless he makes the schach away from the wall. The window has 4 amos. No shadow goes upon it. So that's why if a person comes along to open the window, whether the window is bein chalon gadol or bein chalon tana, whether it's big or small, bein amala bein amata, whether it is above or below, meaning overlooking the chatzar, the owner of the chatzar to prevent him. Shari omer lo, he can tell him. Tazik libriya, you're invading my privacy by looking at me. Vapi shigaboa, even if the window is higher in the wall, talib suma matira, he can always climb. What he's going to tell him is that you're going to climb up on a ladder and look at me. Let's say a person open up a chalon into a courtyard belonging to Shimon, umachalo balachatzer, and the balachar said it's okay, or shagila back to Shimcho, or let's say consented to it, can go on Shabbat the siyemo. Like for instance, he helped him build a window. Or let's say he knew the damage but didn't really complain about it. So now he's got a chazaka with the window. Then the courtyard guy can go back to him and say, you know what, I changed my mind. It's too late. The case of Dina, so what's the halacha that apply with the window that he's allowed to open up? So if there's large enough a person to put his head in, so it's lower than 4 amos, even if his head can't get in, the owner of the chatzar can't build next to it or to the side of it, unless he's 4 amos away. Let's say the window is too small, that a person's head can't fit into it, and it's higher than 4 amos, then the owner of the chatzar can build next to it or to the side of it, and you can claim the omer, right? Because he said, I lodged to open the window. Right, elimination kind of go only because it's small and tall high up. But I never said that you have the right to make me now have to move away from the building. So when the windows open up to be used for air to come inside or some other type of usage, But let's say it was open up for light. I feel like it's very small, or very tall. I hold a little ear out since he didn't complain. And then the owner of the chutzah can't build next to it or near it. Those four amos between it. So she yapil loves, no shadow goes upon it. Because he basically granted him a lot to use it for the light. So if a person had built a window ahead of time, and let's say the guy built next to him to the side of it, etc., without any distance, or he closed it up, and the guy who owns the window didn't say anything, and the guy can go back and complain to open the window, and move the binyan away. That's the key point, since he was quiet, machal. He basically waived any rights to be able to protest against it. Because a person's not going to stay quiet when another person blocks light to his window, unless obviously he agrees to taking place. Let's say a person's window's on the lower part of the wall, and the person who owns the property next door tries to build something in front of it. Varmali says to him, I'm going to go ahead and open up windows elsewhere on the wall above this. He can stop him. He can say to him, when you open up these windows, you're going to basically destroy the building, and everything's going to fall down. I feel Amar, if he says, I will tear down the entire wall. And I'll build a new wall for you. And I'll make new windows above. And I'll give you a house to rent. Until I build it. You can say no. Why? I don't want to go through the trouble of going from one place to another place. Let's say there's no big deal in going from one place to another. And he doesn't have to, leave his home at all. Then he can't stop him. And then he can force him to have the person close the window up below the window below it. Make a new window. Because that is the traits of stone, meaning not acting nice to neighbors. Right. Similarly, whenever there's a situation where a person will benefit, the ain't chaver mafsid, and his friend won't lose, the ain't chaser klum, and won't lose at all. Kopet alav, then we force him to do it. Let's say the owner of window wants to change the location of his window, whether to make it higher or lower. Even if it's large, Amar Eftach Acheres, and he says, I'll open up another one, Katana, a small one, but Estam Zu Balachatzer, above Estam Zu, and I'll close up this one, Balachatzer Nakeba, the owner of the court, I can stop him, and you can't make the window any larger. And finally, let's say two brothers divide a chatzah they both own willingly, and they put and they evaluate the building and the wood that's next to each other. But never actually evaluate the open area. Let's say one of them got a garden in addition to the chatzar, l'sheni achzadra, and the other one got a porch. In ratzabal chatzar l'mos koso b'sof chalko. If the guy who owns a chatzar wants to build a wall at the end of his chelak, bona, you can do it in the achzadra because of the porch. Da'afi shemata love, even if there's a shadow that goes upon it, shrei lo shamu aver, because he never actually evaluated the empty area. That is Parak Zion, and we'll continue with Parak Ches tomorrow.